Well, I'm excited about this morning and what God's going to do. And we had a good first service, so excited what God dropped in my heart. So I'm going to start with sharing a dream that happened. This was in, well, I'm going to pray before I start. Let's do that. Father, I thank you again so much for your presence here. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your glory. Thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Spirit that is resident here right now, in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that you would move in our midst, that you would release the glory of your name. You would release the glory of God in our midst today. Just praise you now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So this was a couple months ago, and I had a dream, and it might have been in February. I can't remember now, but in the dream, which I needed to ask, how many of you guys are regular dreamers in here? Anybody? Come on. All right. We're going to believe that that shifts today. More of you are going to start dreaming. But God knows how to speak to every one of you in your own unique individual way. Amen. All right. Well, in this dream, I remember I was coming into a living room in which a prophetic father of mine was standing there, and he was inviting me to come to the Church of Acts, ACTS, the Church of Acts. I arrived in this living room when he had invited me in to this Church of Acts, and this was a living room that's been in several of my dreams over the years. And I knew that this living room represented like the throne room of heaven, or the dwelling of God, or the house of prayer, where the presence of God is. And so as I arrive in the living room of my father's house, where'd it go? Oh, I looked at the thermostat on the wall, and it read 72 degrees. And by the way, in the dream, I started sweating almost profusely. I was like so hot, I was getting... You know, it was hot, and I read 72 degrees. So immediately in real life, I woke up sweating. I woke up, and I'm like, I'm not only am I sweating and hot in the dream, but now in real life, I'm sweating and hot in real life. I wake up, and now you need to know something. Every night before bed, we turn our thermostat to about 68, sometimes 69 degrees, just because we like it a little bit cooler in our home. Anybody else like that? You like it a little cooler? Yeah. So I was like, what is going on? Because I was the last one to go to bed that night, and I turned it to 68 degrees, and now I'm in bed, and I have the dream that I'm invited to the Acts, the Church of Acts, and the thermostat says 72 degrees. So in real life, I go down and check our thermostat, and guess what? It's 72 degrees. And I'm thinking, my kids haven't woke up. Kelly's still asleep. No one went and changed this. I'm thinking, the angels are messing with my thermostat. They are playing games over here. No, but here's the deal. God was allowing me to, he was trying to get a message across, right? He was giving me a point. He was saying, come on, I've got a message in this. I'm inviting you to the Church of Acts. It's 72 degrees. Go to Acts 7:2. Acts 7:2 says this. I'll never forget the first time I read this after this encounter. I started reading, and I read it this way. You need to hear how I read it, because this is how it jumped out at me. To this he replied, brothers and sisters, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran. I read that, and the phrase, the God of glory appeared, leaped out at me. It's like it grabbed my heart. The God of glory appeared. I felt like the Lord was saying, the church needs to raise its temperature. We have too much church and not enough glory. We have too much religion and not enough glory. Listen, this passage of scripture was where Stephen started to present the gospel of Jesus Christ before he was martyred. And he starts out with this phrase, the God of glory appeared. What a stunning statement. Can I just suggest that maybe we've religionized the word glory as well? I mean, you know, some places you go and every other word is glory, glory, glory. That's awesome. But let's not stop short of just talking about the glory. Let's enter into it, because I think God is saying we were always meant and made for glory. But we fell from it. But now through Jesus Christ, he's restored a realm of glory that we didn't know we could have, but always were destined for. See, Christ came within us now, who is the hope of glory. And you know, the Bible talks about that. How many of you know what the word sin means? Miss the mark. Miss the mark. What was the mark? All have sinned. All have missed the mark and fallen short of the glory of God. The scripture also says that Jesus is the King of glory. It sounds to me like glory isn't just some religious confetti. I don't know what that is, but it sounds to me like the glory is a realm of God's dwelling. It's a realm of where his majesty abides. It's a realm where Jesus has taken his seat and he is enthroned as king of this realm. And in that realm, sickness bows. In that realm, demonic lies and darkness cannot access or penetrate or have any sort of dominion in that place. Amen? Amen. So here's a question. What if the glory of God would appear to a whole city? Would it change the game? What if we were always meant to access this realm, and not accessing it is living far below who we are in our new nature? Does that make sense? Acts 7:2, I thought it was interesting. The God of glory appeared. And when I was looking this up, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, I thought it was interesting. It actually comes out to 22.22 degrees Celsius. But, someone in the last service says, it's divine alignment. I'm like, yeah. It's also the key of David. Isaiah 22:22. Some people have found, and again, I don't know who some people are, but there are some people out there have determined that 72 is the perfect, ideal, most comforting temperature for your mind and body. Well, isn't that interesting? It kind of is like, okay, in the natural things speak of the spirit. What if God is saying, hey, Acts 7:2 is where my people belong. They need to be in the place where my glory appears. It's in that place that their spirit, soul, and body have been made for. You with me? So, what if the glory of God is something that God's inviting us to begin to enter back into and believe for like we've never seen before? What if God's saying, hey, church, I want you to turn up the temperature. Until you get to Acts 7:2, I need my church at 72 degrees. You understand what I'm saying? I need to appear in glory. I need to appear in you and through you in glory. And when my glory begins to appear, watch as cities begin to be transformed. Watch as families begin to be transformed. Watch as your own individual life begins to be transformed. You know, the scripture says that we behold the Lord as in a mirror. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the scripture offhand, but it says, beholding the Lord as in a mirror, we're transformed from glory to glory. The more we recognize Christ in us, when we look in the mirror, we should stop seeing so much of us and see more of him. The more we behold him in us, the more we begin to be transformed into glory. Does this make sense? So there is an invitation for the people of God to come back into the realm of glory. You know, Jesus restored something that was lost early on in the garden. I think we were always meant and made for the glory of God. Adam and Eve, they were clothed with the glory of God. They sinned and fell short of the glory, and their clothing fell off. Right? Oh no, we're naked. Well, you weren't wearing clothes before. Oh yeah, you were. You were clothed in the glory of God. What if God is saying, listen, I want to reclothe my people with the glory of God, and now it's available and possible because Christ has come within the hope of glory. What if God is inviting us to turn up the temperature? Turn up the temperature. Get back to the place where we are seeking the face of God. We're seeking for the glory of God to come into our lives, to come into our home, to come into our city, to come into our regions. You ever encounter the glory of God? If you've ever encountered the glory of God, the realm of his glory, you often don't want to leave. In fact, people have had these encounters in the glory of God where time is like doesn't exist anymore. All of a sudden, they've been there hours and it feels like moments. I'm thinking, man, that sounds addictive. What if we got every drug addict in America and we just started sitting them in the glory of God? Well, it'd probably bankrupt the drug dealer, whatever, the drug dealing business, and they'd get hooked on the glory of God. Not that the glory of God's a drug, is better than a drug. His love is better than wine, amen? His glory is what we've been made for. Everything that I believe in our DNA is calling out to come back into the realm of glory. And I believe that we're about to see some of the greatest days of glory in the earth that we've ever seen or known before. And I don't believe the glory of God that's coming is going to be some nice little sprinkle on a couple people or a couple places. I believe that we're coming into the times where actually it'll be said, you know, the question is, can a nation be saved in a day? I believe we're coming into that time where the glory of God appears. And the scripture is fulfilled that the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. Come on. And a nation and nations could be saved in a day. Because right now we'd scratch our head and say, how is this possible? There's too much work to do. Too much effort, too many problems, too much resistance. I think the glory of God is the great neutralizer. It's like, phew, it shuts down. In fact, it removes the need to work so hard. I actually think the glory of God is a realm of rest. It doesn't mean that we're not functioning or actively working, but it no longer feels like work. I remember, I didn't tell this story in the first service, but I remember being in a service one time where, I'll never forget it, but the Holy Spirit, these moments are unmistakable, by the way. When you've been in them, you know what they are. And the glory of God will come and blanket a place. And no one has to lay hands on anybody in those places, in those moments. And the Lord himself is shifting everything. And I remember this service years ago, the glory of God came in like a wave. It was almost like a tidal wave. It just went. And I watched as the glory of God came in, and I could see, it was like a domino effect. It wasn't that people fell, it was that people instantly, their faces turned beet red. It was like the temperature got turned up. The fire of God got turned up. And tears began to stream down people's faces. And in that moment, you would hear spontaneous people say, I just got healed! I just got healed! Somebody was ripping off one lady was like ripping off a cast. I was like, man, this is crazy. And she ran into the front. And, you know, this kept happening in this service. And I'm thinking, wow. And I don't even know why I'm crying, but I'm in a realm. I'm melting. You ever feel like you're just melting in the presence of God? I think there's something to it. I think God's saying, my glory has some heat to it. My glory will melt the hardness of hearts. My glory will dispel the darkness that abides over lives and minds. Can you imagine the God of glory appearing to a whole? What if God, the God of glory, begins to appear to Generation Z? You know, Gen Z. I have Gen Z children, or a Gen Z child. I don't know where Gen Z ends and begins. I don't know. But I know one of them for sure is a Gen Z. And here's the deal. Gen Z is dealing with a lot of mental illness. And to be honest, a lot of our generation, I mean, a lot of those alive on the earth right now are dealing with that. But the point is, we've not seen what we're seeing in Gen Z. We haven't seen it before. Over the statistics are so high, I don't know if it's 70%, maybe even higher, of Gen Z identifies with one of the LGBTQ letters. What's the point? The point I'm saying is there's a realm of darkness that's seeking to devour the young generation. And I don't think church, as we have known it, is going to suffice any longer. And I think the Lord is inviting us to turn up the thermostat. He's saying it's time to turn this thing up to 72. It's time to get to the Church of Acts. It's time for Acts 7:2. The God of glory appears. Amen. I remember years ago being in this season of time where I was really hungry for the glory of God. I think it was maybe around the first year I was married to Kelly. And we were both hungry for God and on fire and seeking the Lord. And I remember for about 3 days I did just a fast. Not because God required it necessarily. It was just something in my heart. I'm like, I'm hungry for God. I'm going to fast food and hunger for him. And I remember in that time, the phrase that I continued to pray in that season was, Lord, Oh, may the glory of your name rest upon me. That's what I said. May the glory of God, may the glory of your name rest upon me. And I prayed that. That was the main prayer I prayed for those 3 days. And I would go into the church basement at the time. I'd go in. I remember praying at night for hours during those 3 days, just crying out, God, let your glory, the glory of your name rest upon me. And I think it's okay to pray about things that sometimes you don't even know what it means. I didn't know even what I was asking. I'm just thinking, okay, he's the King of glory. Glory's got to be a good thing. Glory's got to be a part of my inheritance and your inheritance. Let's go after this glory. Why should we live in something less than what Jesus has given his best for? Why should we receive less than what Jesus wants us to have? Amen? We got to break that poverty spirit off of us. Like, no, no, no. God wants us to experience the riches of his glory. But here's the deal. I was praying that, and at the end of the 3 days, I had told nobody, except obviously Kelly, that I'd been praying this. I get a phone call from a lady, and she said, Andrew, I had a dream of you. This was at the last day or the day after the 3 days. She goes, I had a dream with you. In the dream, there was this woman, prophetic intercessor. She told me this lady's name. This woman, prophetic intercessor, in the dream was praying over you or was declaring over you. You were laying in a bed and this woman was declaring over you, the glory of the Lord is resting upon you. The glory of the Lord is resting upon you. Do you know what that does to your heart when what you've been praying in secret is now being confirmed in someone else's dream? You see me. I'm not crazy. See, I told you I'm not crazy. But you know, I didn't feel different in that moment. And I don't think necessarily you got to feel something all the time, all right? But the point is, I laid hold of it and received it by faith. I said, yes, I am made for the glory, and I'm going to believe that the glory of the Lord is resting on me, and I'm going to walk as if it's so. And I'm going to walk as if the expectation on my life is that I will walk out and see the glory of God on my life and through me. And amen. It was a powerful moment in time. The other cool thing was is that a few months later, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to bed when I have a dream. In the dream, the lady that was in the dream declaring over me, I'd never met in person, but I knew who she was. She was declaring over me. Well, a few months later, I have a dream where she comes to me in the dream. And in the dream, she puts her hand on my belly and she goes, the glory, what'd she say? The glory of God be upon you or be within you, something like that. She puts her hand on my belly. And in the dream, I go flying against the wall. And I wake up out of the dream with a literal, like it felt like someone took a fist and punched me right in the gut. And I'm waking up and like, oh, the glory of God hurts. I'm literally like, I don't even know what this is about. But I'm like, God, something just happened. Something just transferred here. The cool thing was, after that trip to D.C., I go back home and I call up this lady intercessor who I've never met. I don't tell her a thing. She doesn't even know she's been popping up in these dreams. So I said, hey, let's connect. So we meet up, and she brings a book. She goes, I felt the Lord tell me I was supposed to give this to you, but you need it. And she pulls out the book, and the title of the book is Glory by Ruth Ward Heflin. I didn't even know who Ruth Ward Heflin was, and I never heard of the book. And we've read it. I mean, it's so powerful. But the fact of the matter is, God was shouting at me. He was saying, I love that you are after my glory. This is what you're made for. This is what you are needing. You need to walk in and live in and abide in my glory. And so I feel like God is saying to the body of Christ, and even to us right now, are you ready to turn up the temperature? Are you ready to come into another realm of the glory of God? It's time for Acts 7:2, the glory of God appearing. Amen? Here's what I want to do. We got 10 minutes left. I want to have some time of just prayer and ministry at the end. Are you good with that? Here's the thing. If you don't want the... Why should we be a Christian if we're not going to go after the glory of God? What's the point of him even... Jesus came to restore the separation between us and God. He's saying, I want you back in an Edenic realm. Kelly, my wife, she woke up this morning and saw on a thermostat. Here, can you say it real quick? Do you have the thing in there? What you said about Eden?
Oh, I just said that the Holy Spirit highlighted the thermostat, and the brand name was Eden. And he said, there's an invitation right now for my body to come back to the place of Eden, of the garden, the place of walking with him and in step with him.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. See, we weren't even talking about this message. I didn't know what I was going to speak till I got here this morning. And the Lord highlighted the thermostat Eden. You understand what I'm saying? The Lord's saying, come on. This is where I want you. I believe for this church, the Lord is saying, it's time. It's time for an Edenic realm to begin to manifest like never before. It's time for the glory of God to appear. It's time to come up higher. It's time to turn up the temperature. Let the fire of God, the fire of his glory, begin to burn as never before. Let's just stand up right now. Maybe some of you didn't know that your citizenship is already placed in heaven. How many of you know you're citizens of heaven even while you're living in this earth? Amen. The realm, you have an address. In fact, the Lord himself is building a mansion for you right now in a realm called glory. And he's saying you don't have to wait until you move into that mansion to experience that realm. He's saying, I've made you for the glory of God. And Christ has come within you by the power of my Holy Spirit. And he is the hope of glory on the inside of you. And if some of you are here right now and you would say, I want to turn up the temperature of the fire of God's Spirit and the realm of glory, I want to begin to walk in Acts 7:2, the God of glory appearing. I need the appearance of his glory more and more and more and more. If that's you right now, I want you to come forward. Just line up across here. Some of you might be saying, I don't even know what the glory is. I don't know if I want that realm. I don't even know. Well, maybe a good way to approach it is, I don't want to stay where I'm at. I'm in a place of boredom in my walk with God. I'm in a place of dullness. I'm in a place of weariness, and I want to come back into the realm of glory. So I want to speak to you. You didn't qualify yourself for his glory. the Lord Jesus himself qualified you through his own blood. Amen. I'm just going to pray right now. For those of you that are saying right now, God, I want to turn up the temperature. Even by faith, you're inviting the Lord to change the thermostat in your life. Right now, Father, I pray. Angels, in the name of Jesus, go. Turn up the temperature. Turn up the thermostat to 72. Let Acts 7:2 come forth. The God of glory appearing. Let the God of glory begin to appear in each and every person's life, in each and every person's home and family. I pray, God, catch us up. Take us up. Bring down the glory. Catch us up and bring down. Lord, I pray, bring the glory of God into our midst as never before. Lord, I pray that you would begin to break people out of what they've tried. They've worked hard. I hear the Lord saying so many of you have been trying and you feel exhausted. And God says, but get into my glory. You'll no longer labor. You'll enter into my rest. You'll enter into my rest. Lord, I pray that the realm of rest in your glory would begin to come and fill lives and homes and families. I say, glory, glory, glory. The God of glory appears. The God of glory appears. The God of glory appears. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Even in your own heart before the Lord right now, just see, Lord, change my thermostat. Increase the temperature. Bring me into the glory of God. I wanna come home. Some of you are like, wait, I'm not ready to go yet. I'm not saying we're going home. I'm saying where you actually belong is in the glory of God. Just in your hearts, Lord, I'm coming home to what was lost in the garden. I'm coming back home to the glory of God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Lord, I'm asking you, Father, for tangible confirmation, demonstration, signs and wonders for lives, and for homes and families, that the glory of God is appearing and increasing in Jesus' name. Pray right now. How many of you have children? Or maybe you are a children. A number of you, okay. I want you to do by faith. We did this in the first service. There's something powerful about this. I felt this from the Spirit. To by faith, just lay hand. They may not be here right now, but lay hands on your children by faith right now. And we're just going to turn up the thermostat in their atmosphere right now, in their heart atmosphere, in their spiritual atmosphere where they're at right now. Lord, we just speak to our children right now, and we just agree with heaven that Jesus is ever living to make intercession on their behalf, that he's calling them to come home, to come into the realm of glory, to come back to glory. I say, Lord, let the children in our lives be touched with the glory of God. I declare over them that it shall come forth to 72 degrees, Acts 7:2, over our children, that their temperature is changing, their atmosphere is heating up, the fire of your love, the presence of the Lord, the glory of God is appearing in our families and in our children. See, I want to encourage you. Some of you have been wrestling with some real bouts of depression. And I hear the Lord say, the prescription is my glory. Come into my glory. Turn up the temperature. I'm going to start to dispel. I hear the word dispel. My glory is going to dispel the heaviness, the oppression, the depression. Lord, right now I pray that the glory of God come. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Increase, increase, increase. Holy Spirit, come, increase. Can the temperature change over a whole city? By the way, in the first service, we noticed that while we were talking about Acts 7:2 and 72 degrees, someone caught that the thermometer actually changed and went up to 72 degrees. I'm thinking, that's more than just silly. That's God saying, come on, I'm bearing witness. This is what I want to do, is change the temperature. I want to pray for this region, this city and this region right now. Even this church. Let's pray that God changes the temperature, that the glory of God begins to appear as never before. Lord, we pray right now. We pray for Winchester. We pray for this entire region. We pray right now, God, send forth your flames of fire. Your scripture says your angels, they're flames of fire. Send the heat. We pray, let the fires break loose, oh God. Let the temperature rise. We pray 72 degrees. We pray, Lord, Acts 7:2. We pray the glory of God shall appear, shall appear, shall appear in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the lost, those who don't know their Father, they will encounter the love of God. They will encounter the glory of the risen Lord. We thank you for the prodigals. You're going to bring them home. You're going to bring them home. And we pray for the body of Christ. We pray, turn up the temperature among your people, Lord. Get them uncomfortable with religion. Get them uncomfortable with settling. Remind them who they are. Remind them what they have access to. May they forget not your benefits and your blessings in Jesus' name. So Lord, I pray as we go today that we give you permission here. We say, Lord, we know you're a gentleman. We know you don't force yourself, but we invite you. We permit it in our own lives for you to turn up the temperature so that we might fully walk in glory, a new realm of the glory and the fire and the presence of God like never before. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.